This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The topic of this evening's talk of mine is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the liberator of humanity. I started my talk with the quotation from the glorious Quran from Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةَ الْعَالَمِينَ That we have sent thee not, but as a mercy to all the worlds, as a mercy to all the creatures, as a mercy to the whole of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Sabah, chapter number 34, verse number 28, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ That we have sent thee not, but as a universal messenger, giving glad tidings and warning men against sin. But most of them, they did not understand. Since Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was the last and final messenger, he was not sent only for the Muslims or only for the Arabs. But Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was sent for the entire humanity. And I would like to share with you an incident of Suhail bin Amr. Suhail bin Amr, he was sent by the Quraysh to negotiate with the Prophet ﷺ before the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Now Suhail bin Amr, he was an international negotiator. He had been to the Roman Empire, he had been to the Persian Empire, he had been to Abyssinia, and he had a first-hand experience of how the Sahaba dealt with the Prophet ﷺ. Now Suhail bin Amr, when he returns back to the Quraysh, he tells them that I have seen the Roman Empire, I have seen the Persian Empire, I have seen the Empire of Abyssinia, but I have not seen any followers love and respect their leader so much the way the Sahaba love and respect the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Suhail bin Amr, being a non-Muslim, he was shocked and impressed with how the Sahaba dealt with the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.